Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Reish Chav Vav Amid Aleph. So this is, we're holding on Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Lamed Vav, the last Sif of Simon Shin Samach Gimel. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do that Sif and the first Sif of Shin Samach Dalid. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mavui Sheshava Mitocho Madron Perish Makom Meshupel L'Rishus Rabim, or Sheshava L'Rishus Rabim Madron L'Tocho, meaning you have a Mavui that's not at street level. So it's going to require, like, sometimes you have like going down into a parking garage or something like that. You have an incline that goes down into the mavoi or goes up into the mavoi, whichever way, whichever direction. It's not at street level. If when you go down, you and you travel four amos downward, four amos of distance, you've already gone down ten tefachim, then that's a wall. That has a din of a wall. Or when you travel four amos, you've gone up ten tefachim, that's a wall. And therefore, even though that side of the mavoi doesn't have a korah, it doesn't have a lechi, it doesn't have a turis of pesach, that counts as a wall. The the driveway counts as a wall itself. And therefore, it's considered to be that incline is considered to be a mechitza. Says Mishmur Kufnun Beis, Majon L'Rishus Rabim, Sheyikarka Mavoi Gavoh Mikarka L'Rishus Rabim. The first example is where the mavoi is higher, is elevated above the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it needs a downward driveway that goes down toward the Rosh Hashanah. Or maybe the Rosh Hashanah is higher than the Mavoi. That's the second case. And right at the beginning of the Mavoi, it's the height of the Rosh Hashanah for the first width of an Amo or Chatz Yama. And then it goes on a decline into the mavoi. Shemagbia asara. So Ratzalomer sheima hashipua orka arba amos oz kvar hugba karka lemala asara tefachim. If when you've gone four amos on the shipua on the slant, now the karka is already a ten tefach difference in terms of above sea level, in terms of how high you are in the karka. Have kimechitza. That's considered like a mechitza. Aval imislaket asar mitoch chamesh amos kamandalas adamio. But if you have to travel five amos before you've gone up or down ten tefachim, then it's not on a steep enough incline to count as a mechitza. Kishar karka damia. That's just considered like any other karka. Denicha tashmish teliiluch, where it's normal to be able to walk along such karka. Right? Sometimes you walk up a hill and you feel it. It's a real hill. So that is going to be something that's a mechitza. But when you walk up a hill and it's a very gradual incline, so that's not a real hill. That's just the way karka is. Karka is not always even, so that's not considered a mechitza. That's just considered karka. If you have a karka that's an incline that's considered a mechitza, then it does not require any tikkun. Because the height by the doorway is considered to be a mechitza, even though it's on a slant. And that's what the Rama means when he says this tel is like a mechitza itself. Kuf nun vav ubezeh tel. The going on this Rama v'im kali ir mukafas tel ve'achar kach banu babatim. Let's say the whole city is surrounded by this giant mound that goes around the whole city. So you have this ten tafachai mound of dirt around the entire city. So it's surrounded by mechitzos, and then you build houses in the city. There was no houses there before. Aser tolavi mukaf ledira, because the mechitzos have to be mechitzos that were made to enclose houses. If the houses were put there after the mechitza was there, that doesn't count. And even if you had this mound that was 10 tefachim high, then you built houses, and then you built mechitzos above that mound, another 10 tefachim in the air, still doesn't work, because you've just made a mechitza into a slightly bigger mechitza. But the mechitzos were there the whole time. But if the original mound was only 9 tefachim, then you built houses, and then you added a tefach, now you've put a mechitza there, and that's hukaf ledira. You've built a mechitza for the sake of dira. Because that was made after the city was built. So the simple way to resolve the issue is if you had this tell that goes around the entire city, and then you build the city, all you need to do is knock down that tell till under 10 tefachim over a span that's larger than 10 amos. Because any mechitza that you have that has a breach of more than 10 amos ruins the mechitza. So breach, you don't have to even breach the whole thing. Just knock down the tell to under 10 tefachim over the course of 10 amos of width. To bezeh chashuv kepirtza, that will be a pirtza, and then you rebuild it. V'achar kach yashlam zeh ashir u'bezeh mahani, and that will work. U'ketel b'sem shenu chesiv be'zayin sham kimechitza v'im yesh savir charetz omuk asar tefachim v'rochav arba tefachim davi kimechitza. Let's say you don't have a mound above the ground, you have a ditch in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep and that's 4 tefachim wide that surrounds the entire city and has the din of a mechitza. V'nista macharetz ali day offer tzroros, and that ditch is filled in with dirt and with pebbles. Im eina stima olubios from yasser amos, if that filling in of that ditch does not extend to more than 10 amos, hareu kepesach veino oser, then it's just a pesach and it's not going to aser. It's still considered to have walls around the city. Avalimu yosser meyasser amos hareu kepirtza. But if you're relying on a ditch as your mechitza and you fill in that ditch over a span of more than 10 amos, you've ruined your mechitza because now you have more than 10 amos breach, so to speak, in that mechitza. Okay, sif aleph. Mavoi am a foolish b'shnei rosh of the Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you have a mavoi that both ends up into Rosh Hashanah. Oh, tzadech al Rosh Hashanah tzidu hasheni l'karmelis. Or one end into Rosh Hashanah and the other into a karmelis. And Rama adds, oh, shnei rosh b'sukun l'karmelis. Or both ends open into a karmelis. So on both ends, it's open into something, into either Rosh Hashanah or a karmelis. Tzorech tzuris ha-pesach mikan v'lechi okor mikan. One side is going to require tzuris ha-pesach and the other side will require a lechi or a korah. Aval, im tzidu echad p'suach l'Rosh Hashanah tzidu but if one side opens into Rosh Hashanah and the other side does not open into Rosh Hashanah or a Karmelis, rather it opens into a Chatzar without an Erev, ain't Tzarech HaLechi HaKorah b'shnei Rosh Hashanah. Then you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach on one side, you can make a Lechi HaKorah on both sides, and that's going to be perfectly fine. Says Ramav, kol zeh sheyesh lo tanam mevor melel sim shesam kibbel sim chavav b'din mavoi, but the mavoi has to be a legitimate mavoi, so it has to fit all the conditions and the descriptions we had of what a mavoi is. At least four amos and arko yasser arachba, whatever. It has to have all the dimensions of a mavui. Avalameno rak chatzer tzarech tikun chatzer mishnei tzadav. But if this mavui is really halachically a chatzer, then you can't get away with a lechi or a korah. Then you need the things that you do to fix a chatzer. And what you do to fix a chatzer is shnei pasin or pasar ba'a. There are other tikun or tzurus pesach, the tikunim that you need for a chatzer. Says the Mishnah. We're talking about where this mavui is not as wide as a Rosh Hashanah. If it were, then it would be a problem. It would be considered to be an extension of the Rosh Hashanah. So you need a Tzuris HaPesach on one side. When you put a Tzuris HaPesach on one end of this mavui, that's like putting a wall there. So now you have an area that's surrounded by three walls. So now, once you put that Tzuris HaPesach, it's like a mavui that has three walls around it. So that's the regular mavui we've been discussing, and therefore on that fourth side, all you need is a lechi or a korah. But if one side opens up into Rosh Hashanah or a karmelis, and the other side opens up into a chatzar sheinam ureves, so this isn't really a mavui mefulash, because on the other end, it dumps into a chatzar, which itself is enclosed, so it doesn't really lead into an area that's wide open. So the only reason you need any sort of tikkun at that end of the mavui is just to distinguish it between those who reside in the chatzer and the mavui itself. So you just need a lechi or a korah. V'yesh machmir in dedafka lechi l'tzad ha-chatzer b'inan v'lo korah. However, there are those that are machmir that say that a korah doesn't work on the end of the mavui that empties into the chatzer. Only a lechi will work. But that's only when this chatzer does not typically use this mavoi. Meaning this chatzer also opens up into another mavoi, and that's their typical passageway. But if everyone in this chatzer uses this mavoi, mutter shami im lo nishtat for mavize im shari chaziras apesuchos lo. Then even no matter what sort of tikkun you make on that side of chaziras apesach or anything, you're going to need an eruv to join this chazer with this mavui vim nishtat for boin sarich la arev klal. And once you do a shitufe mavuos to join this chazer with this mavui, you're not going to even need any sort of tikkun kamosh kasabasim shin pei zayin, as we will explain in shin pei zayin sivkat and dalit aval im eino. So we said if it only has a status of a chatzer, then it needs the tikkunim of a chatzer. Rotzalomar kasheein la mavui tenov hamavorim leel. When the mavui doesn't have all the dimensions and conditions to making it a mavui, memeila dina rak a chatzer. It defaults into being a chatzer. Valkein afilu ma'ayim afulish mishay sadav l'rishus rabim. So even if it was open on both sides to rishus rabim, v'rabim nichnas in derechos a chatzer l'rishus rabim, and a lot of people use that chatzer to go into the rishus rabim. Ain't tzarich rak tikkun chatzer mishnei tzadin. You only need the tikkunim of a chatzer. Dainu mikol tzad shnei pasin o pasur chavar ba'a, which means either shnei pasin, two boards, or one board that runs four tefachim wide. So to review what we learned today in Sif Lamed Vav, we said that if you have the mavui is not on the same ground level as the rishus rabim that it borders on, and there's an incline or a decline that goes from one to the other. So if within four Ramos, you've inclined or declined 10 tefachim of height, that's a mechitza. If it takes more than 4 amos, then it's not a mechitza. And we pointed out that a tel can also be a mechitza, but it has to be hukaf ledira, that the houses were there first and then the tel was there. If the tel was there and then the houses were there afterwards, you need to ruin the tel in some way in order to make it a mechitza. And then in Sif Aleph we said that if you have a mavi that opens up on both ends into some combination of rishos harabim and karmelis, either both rishos harabim, both karmelis, one rishos harabim, one karmelis, then the halacha is on one side you need a tzuris ha-pesach, and then on the other side either a lachi or a kara. But if it opens up into a chatzar she'inim u'revas on one side, then you only need a lechi or kara on both ends. But that's provided that the mavui is a legitimate mavui. If the mavui is really just a glorified chatzer, then you need to do the tikkunim of a chatzer on both ends of such a mavui. So Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we will pick up with Si'if Beis. Everyone have a great night and a good Shabbos.